awe-inspiring.
You're looking in the wrong direction, and there's no need to whisper.
I'm taking in the general view. I mean, look. Every night, this dazzling cosmic display, and yet how rarely do we look up? Look up and see. Crouching inside our little brick scabs with our tired quotidian thoughts, our grosser hearts beating with a hum-drum-drum. Drum.
Oh, it is really unforgivable for a man to quote himself.
I didn't think you read my pieces. Proper scientist like you.
Oh, I have read them. On two occasions, I think. Useful, no doubt. I read things like that when I was a boy. The marvellous adventure that is science.
It is.
It is, but it's a...
I agree with you, but it is my job. It is my job, as I see it, to explain, to educate, if you will. And while, of course, one wants to avoid a naive optimism...
We could stop talking and take a look, if you like.
My dear Oakleby, certainly.
Come into the telescope hut. It's a little primitive. Not quite the Royal Observatory, I'm afraid. Don't go in much for comfort. Careful. Careful. There. Sit in. Take a look. Now, you should put your hand over your other eye. It helps.
Oh. I see it. Mars. 40 million miles away. It's not a distance one can grasp very readily.
No?
Look, I think it's very good of you to invite me here. We weren't best chums at school or anything.
I got a telegram from my colleagues in Greenwich. There is concern. 10 nights of this phenomenon, and apparently people are afraid that lumps of Mars will drop upon their heads. No bad thing, in my opinion. I might knock some sense into the general population. Anyway, the powers that be want messages of reassurance to go out. You're a popular writer. So, these are massive volcanic eruptions. Very interesting, of course. Mars is an old planet, and you might well be observing its death throes. Well, that's one theory. Extraordinary amount of volcanic ejecta. But lumps of rock will not traverse 40 million miles and land on Mrs. Jenkins' head.
Some people wonder if they're trying to signal us.
They?
The Martians.
Oh.
Well, I don't think that, of course, but that's why it's important to get accurate information. I hope Mars isn't dying. Prime piece of real estate. A truly undiscovered country. Is it impossible that one day we might...
Might what? Sail off to Mars? At our current rate of understanding, yes. It is impossible. Mind you, ask any man of sense 100 years ago about the railways.
We'll do it. Never fear. Da, do, do, do. Ba, da, da. Wait. Oh, yes. A plume. Bright. Must be shooting miles high off the surface. And dust, I can see. Huge, huge clouds of moving dust. That is happening right at this exact moment. Extraordinary thought, isn't it?
You were lucky with the weather last night. Look at the mist now. You wouldn't have seen a thing.
It'll clear in an hour.
You look tired, poor man.
I was up till 3 writing that blasted article. I'm not a journalist, you know.
Of course not.
Neither am I simple-minded. The way he spoke to me... Used to call Ogilvy Mr. Know-it-all at school.
Hmm.
One of the politer names, anyway. Trouble is, he did know it all, and still does.
When's that talk you're giving at the Explorers Club? There's your Friday.
Friday.
I don't in the least mind if you decide to stay up.
I mind.
It might do you good.
I like the old home fire, Margaret. I like you reading to me in the evenings. I like me here, and I like you here.
I felt it was my duty to go to Lydia's last month. With George off fighting in the Sudan and the poor baby with croup, it was only a matter of 5 days.
6.
I'm just suggesting that I could pop over there if you're going to London, just for the nights you're away.
What are you talking about? This is all off on one of your tangents. I'm not staying in London. You're not going gallivanting around the countryside. Gods, I'm tired.
Of course you are.
I should capture you on a phonograph. I could play your voice to my heart's content then.
Don't.
What do you mean?
Well, photographs are one thing. I didn't like them as a child, but recording voices, it's... It's a voice. It's the breath of life. It seems so unnatural to preserve them, to sort of trap them. That's what I think.
You don't? You don't in the least think that. That would be silly and superstitious. Remember when they used to say the human body wasn't designed to travel at 30 miles an hour? Steam locomotives were the invention of the devil. Our hearts would collapse under the pressure of that monstrous speed. Remember? How lovely it all is. Mist nearly gone. I think I'll go for a walk to the village. Better still, I will try my new bicycle.
You were doing pretty well there, sir. Here, let me give you a hand.
No. I can manage perfectly well. A stone in the road, that's all.
Nice solid bicycle, that. Expensive, I'd say, Mr. Fenton. Not that I should say.
I'm something of a novice still. It isn't as easy as it looks.
Oh, I hope you get time to enjoy it.
Shouldn't you be at work?
I should, but I'm not. There's no point, is there? No more snagging turnips for me. I've just to clear my conscience and wait.
You've been drinking again, Gus?
I am in an exaltation without the need for drinking. We were talking in the pub last night. There are archangels flaming in the heavens. Next thing, the Kraken will come roaring out of the depths. We are in the end times, Mr. Fenton. God has written a word of fire in the firmament. Reaping and sowing are done with. The end of the world is at hand.
Come up on Saturday. I've a good morning's work for you in the garden.
Oh, right you are, sir. The watchman knocketh upon the door.
What's that? What type of... Oh, damn.
Take the poker.
Keep calm, will you? Keep calm. Lock the door behind me.
Sir, don't open it!
No, go to your mistress and keep quiet. Who is it? We're not opening this door. Who is it?
Fenton, open the damn door. Don't ask me a lot of questions. Just get your coat and come.
It's 4 in the morning.
Well observed. Coat. I didn't have to come and get you, you know.
Robert?
What's this about?
Telegram from the Royal Observatory. Came to me an hour ago. Special messenger. Decided best to have another observer. You were en route, so here I am. Fetch him some boot, would you? A pair of trousers, possibly.
Look, I'm going...
Who is this man?
I'm going in precisely 10 seconds. Come or not.
Trousers, sir. Is there a fire?
No, madam. We had thought we were witnessing volcanic action on the surface of Mars. The Royal Observatory has revised their ideas. It now appears...
Will I tie your boots for you, sir?
It's highly possible that what we witnessed were huge projectiles being launched from the surface of the planet. Ready?
Where are we going?
Projectiles, man. Think of it. Launched 10 days ago, and the first one appears to have landed approximately 2 miles from here, on Horsell Common. Are you coming, Fenton?
Robert, listen. Wait!
Well, it's hard to tell if it made that pit or landed in it. The ground is unstable.
And there's bits of tree everywhere. How do we know it's not explosive?
Well, we don't. We'll stay here and catch our breath. It's a decent distance. Can you draw? You did bring pen and paper.
I always carry a notebook.
Good man. By the way, I think you can call me George.
Robert.
Can you feel the heat?
Yes.
Definitely not a meteorite. You know what we're seeing.
Yes. Manufactured, not man-made, though. What a thought. What do you suppose is inside?
Inside? Ah, yes, the obvious question. Well done for asking it. Here I am calculating the propulsive force required to lift an object of this size from a planetary surface, which is very interesting, of course, but ignores the most interesting question of all. What is inside? Good man, Robert.
Thank you.
I think we can assume that nothing living is contained within. This is no ark. The tremendous heat of propulsion, the terrible pressure and the airless cold of space argue firmly against that.
Well, given that, to speak speculatively then, can we imagine a dying planet, strange beings facing their end? What would one do in such circumstances? One would want something of one's civilization to survive.
Possible.
So they would gather up their greatest treasures, their literature, their art, their science, music, from another sphere, things of unimaginable beauty, things of unimaginable ugliness to our human eyes, things perhaps we will never understand.
We will in time.
And in a gesture that absolutely combines anguish and hope, they have sent to us their legacy. I think I could be right. I mean, why not?
Would you let go of my arm, please?
What's that? Oh, my God, what is that? Near the base. It's turning. It's unscrewing. George.
Yes. Well, I think we should get closer.
Don't you think we should get help, perhaps?
Why are you whispering? Well, that's a bad habit of yours.
It can't unscrew on its own account.
It must get closer. There's no choice. Come on.
No, we must get help. George, we must be sensible and logical. Stop moving.
But you go then.
It's only a couple of miles to Woking. We need to telegram London. They might not take me and my word alone. And Greenwich, together. We are both men with reputations. You have to come. The authorities need to be informed. It's our duty.
That's 27 telegrams sent. Never done so much in the morning, is that? All comes to £3.17.6.
Are you sure?
Hurry up, man! People are heading for the common. Word has spread.
I wish I had that damn and blasted bicycle now.
The terrain.
Oh, don't lecture me about the terrain. Just try to keep up. Sorry. God alone knows what a mob of mud-headed locals will make of our Martian Ark. They'll have it dismantled by now.
That is quite far enough, if you please.
What? Who the devil are you?
An intemperate tongue, I see. Restrain your tongue, or I will restrain you.
Would you like a box on the ear, fellow? Get your hand off me.
I am Uzziah Carswell.
I don't care.
I am Lord Hilton's man of business, and this land is his private property. In his name and under the laws of England, it is my solemn duty to claim each and every article that is on or has arrived on his property as his.
Step out of
my good man. I am Professor George Ogilvy of the Royal Society. I've been authorized by that august institution to investigate this phenomenon. As you can see, we rushed here with no time to dress properly.
Sir, it is a phenomenon. You have the right word there. My apologies. Perhaps you gentlemen might assist me in removing the riffraff. I have sent for help. I have sent for the magistrate and the vicar. We want order here.
We do indeed.
Chap over there, he's selling bottles of ginger beer.
I've the police notified. I am warning you all now to leave Lord Hilton's property, or you will be arrested as trespassers. Do you hear me? Can he depend on you, Carter?
Lord Hilton isn't a popular landlord around here.
I think our best approach is from the left. Fenton, have your notebook to hand.
Don't tell me. Come on.
There's a sound slide. You don't want to fall into the pit.
Are you from the newspapers? Keep your eyes on that raised bit. It moved a moment ago. Look.
That was the section that moved before. It's a door, possibly, of some kind. Perhaps it's stuck and can't.
Do you see what's inside? There's something moving. There is.
Unfortunately, we are facing directly into the sun. Therefore...
There's something crouched in the doorway. It's a beast. Some poor bloody bear, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Is that blood on it?
No, it's not. It's all glistening, though. Look at it. From the pit. A real devil.
We must get closer.
Yes.
Yes, we must.
Come on.
It's breathing.
My eyesight. What would I give for some binoculars? It's pulsing. No, heaving. Laboring. Our air must be very different. Would you say like leather, the skin? Write it down. That is a mouth of a kind. Arms, tentacles, I suppose you could call them. Not like an octopus, no, not at all. Huge eyes. Very huge. Can it see us, do you think? What must we look like?
It looks very ugly. Horrible.
That is not a useful remark.
We are the first men in all of human history to see a creature from another planet. Is it in pain, do you think?
Gravity. They must have anticipated conditions will be very different in our much younger planet. They must have prepared, surely.
I wish I was better at drawing. Words are words. If we had a photographer...
We will. We will have every resource we need. Everything.
A couple of knighthoods.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, get back, man. What are you doing?
No, I must prepare a full report for his lordship. I must...
No, you bloody mustn't. Keep back.
Area. What's he doing?
The first man our Martian meets is Isaiah Carswell. It's farcical. Come back, you fool.
On behalf of Lord Hilton...
What happened? What happened to him?
Run.
I've informed the military. I sent a message to the barracks at Aldershot.
Thank you, Constable.
It'll be a good few hours before they get here. What are we going to do? Where's the landlord? Does anyone know how to work these pumps? I'm so thirsty. The last thing we need is an interplanetary incident. The point is, the Martian fired in self-defense, in what it thought was self-defense. Does everyone agree?
A grey smoke, you say? In the aftermath, that's all that was left.
Yes, Reverend, a little grey smoke. The actual death itself must have been instantaneous.
I believe he was a Methodist. He would not have suffered.
But Fenton is right. The, being might well have thought Carswell's approach was aggressive.
I've informed the military.
Yes, thank you, Constable.
I think at the interim we might endeavour to make clear to the being that we are intelligent, rational creatures. It might well have thought Carswell a mere animal rushing towards him in a threatening posture. Quite what they make of a platoon of soldiers with a cannon is another matter. Now, we must act quickly.
They'll be here soon. They'll be here very soon.
I suppose we must presume it is intelligent. It could not be here if it was not intelligent, though perhaps the word in the creature's context might mean something very different. Are we to assume it is one of God's creatures?
Perhaps it is not the time to debate moral philosophy, Vicar.
Personally, I cannot think of a better one. However, I sense you have something of a practical nature to suggest.
Well, there must be a measure of improvisation. We are in Surrey, not London. How to communicate. That is our priority. Now, if it were night, we could flash Morse code by lantern.
I just think it was some form of large insect. Firefly.
So, I propose the following. We approach it.
Them. I think I saw another standing, crouching.
Them. At the head of our little procession, a man with a flag, waving it in a rhythmical fashion, side to side.
I've a Union Jack at the police station. A white flag. A truce, a gesture of peace.
Not surrender.
Might we prevail upon the landlord for his grandfather clock? He will be reimbursed.
I think he's hiding in the cellar at present. Half the village has fled.
We open the cabinet so the workings are fully visible. Clockwork will clearly demonstrate that we are a scientific people. Constable, you will have to push the barrow with the clock in it.
Wasn't this more a matter for the military? Yes, sir.
Now, what else? Ah, I will carry that piece of slate and some chalk to write with.
The landlord's reckonings. He won't be pleased if you wipe them out.
Music. They might recognise music. Uh-huh. The landlord's son, Freddie, plays the accordion, I believe. He might be prevailed upon.
And what about me? What do you want me to do? Juggle clubs?
We'll all take a glass of brandy. Steady our nerves. It's fair to say this is an historic moment.
It doesn't look especially impressive. Just huge. A huge bullet lodged in the body of our Mother Earth.
That's a line I might steal, Reverend.
I make you a present of it.
Are we ready?
I wish I hadn't suggested Freddy for this task.
I'm a man with two small children.
We are the men who are here at this moment. And what we do may prove critical for the history of the human race. We have a responsibility. We must prove to these intelligences that we are rational beings. We must cross a great gulf of incomprehension and communicate.
I'm ready.
The small rise here will give you the best line of sight. Binoculars. Thank you for them, Reverend. Fenton, watch, write, each minute particular. Accurate, no flim-flam or poetics. Understood?
Are you sure? I feel a bit put to the side.
Freddy, strike up. Don't spill that clock, Constable. On behalf of the people of Earth, and more specifically, on behalf of the British people, and in the name of Her Gracious Majesty, I bid you a very hearty welcome to our planet. We are a peace-loving, rational people.
Stop the accordion a moment, Freddy.
I am now proceeding to write some scientific equations. Newton's second law of motion. This is relevant. Acceleration is produced when a force acts upon a mass. Your projectiles used that principle. Friends, let me...
Margaret! Margaret! Get here at once! Where is she?
Sir?
Is she in the garden? Get her, and after that, go home. Go to the devil. Get out of Ottershaw. Run!
Are you very drunk, sir?
Robert?
Go upstairs. Pack your bag. Take your jewellery. Go to Lydia's.
Lydia's?
Now. Do it this minute. Obey me.
What has happened? Are you ill? Robert? You must explain...
Explain what? What must I explain?
You're distraught. Where's Mr. Ogilvy?
Vanished. Vanished into thin air. I mean that literally. A little smoke. The heath is on fire. Why are you asking questions? We must get you away from here immediately.
I think you're not well.
I'm perfectly well. I've just witnessed her. I've just seen her. I'll drive you to your sister's. Don't you want to see her? You're always saying you want to see her.
Robert, you're frightening me.
They have a weapon. Our visitors from Mars. Nothing we can see. Not like a gun with bullets. Invisible, or we can't see it anyhow.
I'm afraid you're not making sense. Robert, won't you sit down beside me?
It burns us down to ash and smoke in an instant. That's where Ogilvy is. Ashes and air. No. Poor boy, that constable and the vicar.
The vicar?
They can't move out of their crash site, that's the thing. The gravity is too great, three times what it is on Mars. They're stuck. A decently aimed shell will destroy them, that's what they'll do. They'll destroy them. Can you blame them? But the loss, the waste, all the things we'll never know now. I could weep.
Please stop throwing my clothes about. Half of them are on the floor.
You have to go. Now, before the real panic starts.
But you intend to stay? Please stop! I'm quite capable of packing my own bag.
Oh! You! You with the handcuff, will you get out of the way?
Where do you want me to go?
You see how bad it is?
And it'll only get worse. Look at them. Lemmings.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pritchard.
Hello, Mrs. Fenton.
Be careful of that ditch now.
We'll be hours going to Leatherhead at this rate. Imbeciles. Come on, get down. Give me your hand.
Where are we going?
The way is blocked. Railway station, I think.
Will the trains be running?
Of course the trains will be running. This is just mob hysteria. Give me your hand.
What are we going to do with the pony and trap? We can't just leave them. The pony.
We can't think about that now.
Bought your ticket to London. Safest place.
I've got to go directly to my brother's. He'll telegraph me to let me know you've arrived. And I'd better telegraph him to expect you.
I don't want to go to your brother's.
Don't argue with me, my love.
I think you're overreacting. I don't know why I have to leave.
I explained. I'll come in a day or two.
Oh,
I feel I must stay. I've seen them. I might have useful things to say to the authorities. The military will be here within an hour in force. I'll be safe. And to be honest, there is my career. I'm on the spot, the first man to see them. It places me firmly in the picture.
Let me stay.
I can't risk you. Things will be... I don't want to have to worry about you. If I left you alone in the house while I was out, Gregory will take care of you.
I wish I'd seen them.
No, you don't.
It is all marvellous. Terrible, of course. But I do wish I'd seen them.
These people don't look like first-class passengers. I'll find you a decent carriage. You'll have plenty of room.
A gesture of such contempt. As though we were nothing. Boys burning ants with a magnifying glass. That's no good. Write up my notes. That's my job. Ogilvy would have expected it. What a pompous ass he was. A good man. Will you write something or not?
One thinks with a new understanding and sense of fellow feeling. How those poor natives felt when Captain Cook ordered his men to fire muskets and
rubbish. Is that what you're going to do? Write rubbish? I shouldn't have sent her on that train. I didn't even see.
I need to get out.
I must speak to your commanding officer.
Wouldn't mind a word with him myself. We're gunners, not bloody guardsmen.
I have information that could be valuable.
Oh, he might be back soon. If you smoke for me and the lads.
Will you let me through? I'm serious. I have information.
Another one of them's dropped. On Byfleet Golf Course.
Another cylinder? Really? You must let me through.
Apart from orders, it's not safe, sir. There are fires spreading. Pine trees are the devil for burning. Be safer off at home, sir. Off you go.
We should try to communicate with them. From a safe distance, it's such an opportunity.
What is it?
The Martians. We could learn so much. We could see ourselves in a new light. We'll have a point of comparison at last. They could explain so many things.
I heard they was like octopuses.
Not really. I've seen them.
And now, Billy, we don't want to spend too much time listening to rumours or spreading them, do we, sir?
There's a terrible racket coming from that pit of theirs at times. And the smoke or fog's permanent. You can't see anything. Just the odd flame. You were from round here.
Will you let me through? I'm a writer. I need to...
Go home. It's getting dark, sir. We are not letting you through.
What are they doing?
Get home, sir. And don't bother trying to find another way. There's cordons everywhere.
A nervous voice. With guns!
Fenton, morning. I just dropped round to tell you I have your property.
Doctor... What?
Your pony and trap. Someone found the poor beast abandoned and brought it to me. Why? I have no idea. I'm not a vet.
I'm sorry. How did you get here? I thought they weren't letting people move about. What's happening?
Well, medical men are the exception. We're allowed through checkpoints. I was in the area, very sick patient, and thought your wife would like to know about the pony. How is Mrs. Fenton?
Mrs. Fenton is perfectly well.
She missed her last appointment with me. I was concerned.
That hardly matters now. It was just nerves. Good God, she's in London, if you must know. With my brother. Perfectly safe.
You look a bit seedy, if you don't mind me saying so.
plan to go and join her today.
That might be difficult. No trains, as far as I know, and the roads...
I know how the roads are.
They just wanted to keep the people at home while they sorted out the problem, hence the checkpoints, etc. You should have gone with your wife yesterday. Not sure I would have sent mine off on her own. It's not my business. Still, they have the guns in place now. The cannons, I should say. Mighty instruments. It's all very interesting from a scientific viewpoint, of course. Tremendous event. I thought a man like you would be writing like a fiend and not...
And not what?
Well... That's the news about your pony, poor beast.
We are all poor beasts.
You might think of getting a grip on yourself, you know. And less of a grip on the brandy bottle.
Margaret! Margaret!
What are you doing?
Eating a pie. It's a very nice pie. A bit old, of course. Good gravy. An army marches on its stomach. Old saying, that.
This is outrageous.
Sorry about breaking the pickle jar. I'll clear it up. Do you have any beer?
No.
Why don't you fetch a whiskey decanter, then? A chap like you is bound to have a whiskey decanter.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
I think so, yes. We met the other day, you know.
What?
At the checkpoint. You were trying to find an officer.
Did you follow me here?
No. This is chance, this is. Should make it easier, though. Me being a familiar face.
I don't know what you're doing in my house.
Eating a pie. That's all. Are you afraid of me?
I think you'll find you are in very serious trouble.
Oh, I found that out a while ago. Do you want to hear?
Where is your sergeant?
God knows. Ask him.
Oh! I'll go and get that whiskey.
We were stuck on that road where you met us that day and the next. We had the big guns with the big range. Limber gunners went to the rear. We were in the sandpits, good for the recoil. It was all parade ground stuff, sweet as you like. Just as good as clockwork, going through the motions. Got my first load chambered, I think we did. And then, boom. I was lying, looking at the sky. Everything was silent and heavy. I weighed a ton. I couldn't move. I couldn't move because this dead man was lying on me. Half of him anyway. Half a body with a raggedy end. And the flesh was smoking. Real smoke that smelled. Ammunition store had blown.
Good God.
I nearly moved. I nearly pushed the poor blighter off me. I nearly got up. And then I saw it. I saw it. It came out of the ground. It had a head of sorts. Flat, flattened. Like it was wearing a hood. I thought of mushrooms, except it was metal. All metal. Three long legs walking, and it was carrying something in its...
Let me get the whiskey.
It went like a gun. There wasn't a recoil. It moved, twitched. Something... It was firing, though. Aiming and firing. And then... Pop! I could hear. I could hear men screaming. And running. And bit by bit, the sound died. The men died. It was killing them, this thing. I lay still for hours. I knew if it saw me move, I'd be done for. There was more than one. I could feel the ground underneath me shake. And they tramped back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
The whiskey.
In the morning, when I could see, I crawled away. I found a puddle and drank. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't shout out for help. I took my time. Must have been afternoon, mid-afternoon by the time I got to the village. Except it wasn't a village. It was a ruin. Burnt bricks. More bloody smoke. I think there were people there still. I mean, alive. I saw movement, but I also saw them. The creatures. A line of them on the horizon staring down. Well, I don't know if they were staring. I don't know what they were doing. The roads are mad. People running up one and then running back down it, not knowing where to go, until they run into one of them and then they're going straight up in smoke. What do I do now?
Sleep. But first, your clothes. You need to take them off and put them outside. They're disgusting. Sorry. I'll find something.
What's the point of it all? We might as well have been shooting them with bows and arrows. We're done for.
That bacon smells good.
We must take every bit of usable food with us, sir. You'd do well to butter that bread.
Bread is stale, a bit like my head.
Doesn't matter. You can be grateful for stale bread. And talking of whiskey, you might find a hip flask and fill it. Come on, sir, rouse yourself.
You're very full of yourself this morning.
I have to be doing, that's all.
I don't seem to be rising to the occasion very well. I feel like an outsider in all this. I wanted to write something of merit, even lasting merit.
I've got to find my regiment. What you going to do? Not stay here, that's for certain. I heard there are more cylinders to the west and south of us. Ram-jam packed with them, no doubt.
I've not heard from my wife, that's the thing. Don't even know if she got to London.
Three rashers each. Once they're cool and packed, I'm gone.
I tried to send her to her sister's. She's not a favourite of mine, to be honest, my sister-in-law. But she would have been happy there. The roads were bad, so I sent her to London. If you want the truth, I wanted to... Women can be a burden, don't you think? What have I done since? Nothing. I get like that. All fired up and full of energy, and sometimes it works, and sometimes I'm just... Icarus. Icarus was this boy.
I know who Icarus was. And Ogilvy. You talked a lot about them both last night.
I suppose I'd better go and find Margaret. That's what I have to do.
Needs milking, I suppose. Everyone's gone. Everyone has gone.
I'm for Aldershot.
We could go some of the way together.
I'm going slow and sneaky, keeping off the high roads and in the woods as much as I'm able. Hard travel.
Are you really planning to go back to your regiment?
Well, there's a question.
I didn't mean...
Are you accusing me of deserting, sir? I'm not avoiding checkpoints or that. I'm avoiding them, the creatures. I'm avoiding giving them a clear line of sight of me, staying low, that's all.
No, I see that. We'll be travelling companions then. Once I've found Margaret, I think my best bet is to get to New Haven, to get to France. Poor woman must be terrified hearing all about this. Worried about me, no doubt. Poor woman. What's that?
What is? That looks like my mum's Christmas cutlery. Very fancy.
No, I meant...
Oh, him. I think it was heart attack did him, not the heat ray thing. Now, we are going up this hill to take a look-see. So, we go up keeping low, understand? Don't show too much of yourself.
Shouldn't we,
dig him a grave with one of the forks? No. Come on. Look at that. Pure bloody panic. Trouble is, we have to pass through.
I can see soldiers.
so can I. Keep marching through.
Aren't you going to report for duty?
Not to them, I'm not. I'm a gunner. I'm not playing nurse, mate. You could hop up and get a lift if you like, sir. Over there. Those chaps in golf trousers, they look your sort. And they seem to have commandeered a nice-looking omnibus.
Officer, excuse me. Where are you taking these people? Are you going towards London?
Out of harm's way, not London.
How far away are they? The enemy.
A few miles. They can move quickly when they want to. We have to get the field of battle cleared.
Going to charge them with your horses, are you?
No, we're going to shoot them with our guns.
That's been tried.
Then we'll try again. Who are you? You have a military look.
We're just on the run like everyone else, aren't we, Mr. Fenton? He's my boss.
I'm actually trying to locate my wife. How is the road ahead?
You! I'm trying to get...
God. It's like a madhouse, isn't it? Look at them two carrying all their worldly goods between them on that door. And that old fool with his boater on. We're not going sailing, Grandpa! They're not really panicked yet. Oh, not yet. Most of them are almost enjoying themselves. Beats doing a day's work, though. And we all love shouting instructions at one another, don't we, sir?
Find all this funny.
Right. Stick them in the water till they're really, really cold. Dry them. Bind them tight with these strips. Yeah. Then put your socks on. Tie your boots firm, but not too firm, and you'll get another few hours out of your feet.
Thanks.
We could sleep here.
No.
No, that's what I say. Keep on the move. Don't give yourself time to think. So, on we go.
I don't understand this. They're so much more advanced than we are, an older civilization. We look different, but surely they would expect that.
How do you know all that? That they're more knowing than us?
They got here, didn't they? We couldn't do that. They must be more advanced, not just technologically, but morally.
Surely. Yeah, it doesn't follow. We haven't got any more peaceful and easy going as we've gone on, have we? I wasn't in South Africa, but I know a lot of lads that were. And the next big war we have will be something to see.
If we're allowed to have one.
Maybe they know what we're like and are putting paid to our nonsense.
You seem to be very cynical.
You know, you've never asked me my name.
Yes, that was rude and remiss of me.
How old are you?
35.
Rude and remiss, how you talk. Mouthfuls. It's Billy.
Is there anything left to eat?
Quiet. What do you want, can you?
Look.
Look, it's coming up. From the valley. As he said, like a sodding great can of worms. Oh, I hate the way it moves.
Quiet.
I hate it!
Steady on.
Don't you steady on me.
I'm just asking you to keep your voice down.
Oh, you're an hysterical old woman, you are. Drinking yourself stupid after parceling your poor wife off heaven knows where. Coward.
You
know I've a knife.
I've a rock in my hand.
Knife beats rock any day, you know that.
If they set fire to the trees, we're done for.
Get in the water. Get in the brook. Full body. Lie down.
I can't die. I can't die with this.
Sing, shout, block the noise out, will you, man?
Come on.
All things bright and beautiful.
Cannon to the right of them, cannon to the left of them.
Cannon to the left of them. All things bright.
Boldly they rode and well into the shores of Devon.
Rock of ages, clasp for me. Let me hold myself in thee. Rock of ages, clasp for me. There's a horse alive in that field. They didn't kill it. I wonder why not. You awake?
I haven't slept.
Just snored with your eyes shut and your mouth open. Come on, look lively, Mr. Fenton. I'll get you as far as Shepperton Lock, and then our ways part. You'll have to look after yourself from now.
I don't need...
Can you ride?
Yes.
There's a bridle on the gate there. Give me your coat. It'll do for a saddle.
What's wrong with your coat?
Nothing.
It is actually my coat as well. I'm freezing and still damp. Oh, all right.
You'll warm up on the horse. I promise. 2-6. Now.
My man's only in the backfield, and he's due home for his breakfast.
Let me assure you, madam, we are only asking to buy a little breakfast. Some ham and bread and so forth. We won't ask to come indoors. I realise we're looking a little dishevelled.
You're all about looking dishevelled. You look more like horse thieves from where I'm standing. That's Mr. Alia's mare you're sitting on.
For God's sake, I have no interest in the horse. I borrowed him out of necessity. Give me Mr. Alia's direction and I will compensate him handsomely for the hire of his horse.
Bugger off!
Did you hear him last night? Rampaging?
We bolted up the house.
That wouldn't stop him. I could wrench that pitchfork out of your hands if I wanted to.
Billy.
Go on, then.
We'd better go. Billy!
They tried it before, and we've beaten them every time. Tell that to the Frenchies. Never shall be slaves. We sing it, and we mean it.
The Frenchies. Oh, if only. Down there, Shepperton Lock. Don't it all look like a dream, hey? All perfect, like a model village. That is the world as it was.
Let's get there. I have never been hungrier in my life.
Wait. Enjoy the view. Commit it to your memory. Look at the ferry bobbing about. All those people to-ing and fro-ing. At me as you like. And the market women closing up the stalls. Children playing. Very nice. Very homey. And last farewell peak.
Come on.
You don't see much, do you? Look at the hill. No, to the left. Half a mile.
What? Oh. Soldiers. Cannon.
Readying up to fire, which means our monsters must be nearby.
They would have cleared the area, surely.
Too many areas. Too many people. Too many Martians. See them? There's one now. Wading up the river on its horrible legs.
Why doesn't anyone in the town see it? Hello there!
Don't attract attention. See, look, there's another one. Come trotting behind the first. Oh, now the people have seen him. Now they've noticed. Poor sods.
Oh. Dear God.
Oh, look. Running every which way.
They're jumping in the river.
Boiled or burnt, those are the options. Probably a bit of both in the end. Poor sods.
Someone do something!
Well, they should just fire anyway, our boys?
Go, Loxolite.
1 minute it's like Toy Town, and the next a burning bloody ruin. This goes to show.
What does it show? There are hundreds of people dying down there. Show some feeling. What are they doing? Our shells are landing on the town.
What's a fight to the death, this? We gotta fight how we can. Hit them. Hit them! Oh, my great and glorious Gideon. Did you see that? Well, we got one, just as I said.
Yes,
we got
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not down.
It's coming this way.
That's all cracked, eh? Look, you can see inside the carriage. That is the Martian. That nasty stuff splashed down the casing. That's all that's left. He's done for. He is done for.
I wish it would fall down.
Well, it is, look. It is.
But there are too many of them. There's 16, 17. Why can't they hit more of them?
Well, it's not easy to hit a moving target, you know. Not with a cannon, but it can be done.
Yes.
Oh, we know that now.
They are not unbreachable. We have a fighting chance! And that's all I needed to know. I want to get my swipe in. I'm off. Good luck, Mr. Fenton.
Wait.
Wait for what? There is my duty. Not my regiment, but they will need all the gunners they can get. Oh, my God! We've hit another! A complete blow-up!
What are they saying, I wonder?
Well, retreat! Look, those shiny, long-shanked bastards are going! Look, retreat! Bully for us, eh? Bully for us, soldier boys!
We've been standing here less than 5 minutes. Look at the place.
So long. I'll be seeing you. Except I probably won't.
Don't go.
Well, in that friendly spirit, I hope you find your poor wife. Poor woman. I would stay here for a bit if I was you. Hide. It's gonna get very, very bad. Ta-da!
I have to find food.
Lily? Joseph? Have you seen them?
You know you're bleeding.
You were down by the river.
Can I help?
Who are you? Have you seen them?
I think you need to see a doctor. I think...
Lily!
Glasses broken, you're allowed to take what you like. Store of war.
I don't think that's true.
Can't see any coppers, though. Can you?
No, look. We'll both take a loaf, and I'll leave some money. That way, we're both fair and square. Here.
Warden's coming.
All right. Easy, easy. Keep your bread. I just want you to come with me.
I beg your pardon?
The curate's always been good to you and your sort. Now we need help.
My name is Robert Fenton.
Well then, Bobby, I'm Mr. Reeve, church warden, and it's time you earned that loaf of bread I saw you lift out of Mother Cardwell's window. Step lively. We're digging them out. We'll get them out. And you'll get to the end of the line and help shift the bricks. I've my eye on you.
I'm happy to help, Mr. Reeve.
Only been finished 3 years, the church. Look at it.
Was it one of our shells?
Mr. and Mrs. Webster. Christening party this very morning. I did the arrangements myself. They were years open for that child. We've got to get them out.
You must stop! We must pray.
All right, Reverend. You sit there quiet. We'll get them out, never fear. We'll find a lot of them, never doubt it. There now, sir. You sit on that stone and rest yourself. You'll be as right as rain.
Who allowed this? Did God allow this?
Hush, sir, hush. There's people here listening.
What have we done? Here, in this little town... How have we offended? How have we offended God? Will no one answer me? Will no one answer me? Will not one of you answer me?
I suppose if one were to believe in a higher authority, one must always accept a certain level of inscrutability in the actions of the divine.
You see his handiwork here. Is that what you're saying?
You just move the bricks. Leave the curate to me.
Desolation. Desolation.
No!
Oh, God.
No!
Have mercy. Have pity on us.
Gently now, lads. Gently.
What is that? It looks just like a little dead doll. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Give it to me. Are we such sinners? Are we such sinners? Even this little child that you sent such devils to destroy us!
Give back that baby, Reverend. You're shaking it about.
Is this God's answer? Is this his answer to all our prayers?
You need to give me the baby, poor broken thing.
Everything God does is just. Everything is designed!
No!
We must believe in justice if we cannot believe in mercy. You and I and all of us will burn in the hell he, the Lord of hosts, is busy creating for us.
They've started to throw stones. Ow! I do something quickly.
You missed. You missed me.
You weak, stupid man. Have you no dignity?
Hide the baby. I've got the baby. There's no need for any throwing anything.
Get him away from here. Get him away from here now.
In part one of The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, dramatized by Melissa Murray, Robert was played by Blake Ritson, Billy by Samuel James, and Ogilvy by John Dougal. Margaret was Sancha McCormack, the curate, Carl Prekop, the doctor, David Stern, Carswell, Nicholas Murchie, and the constable was John Bowler. Other parts were played by Maeve Bluebell Wells, Sarah Ridgway, Georgie Glenn, David Sturzecker, and Finlay Robertson. The piano and the accordion were played by Colin Guthrie, and the director is Mark Beebe.